Okay, part two. So, what about throwing bread out? Is there any isser in doing so? Do you have to put it into a plastic or Ziploc bag before you do it? So, to discuss this, we really need to break it down into two different categories of bread. One is anything less than a kezias, like breadcrumbs or really small pieces of bread. And the other category is any piece that's a kezias or more, which is already like, you know, it's a chasha piece of bread and somebody could eat it. So that is treated more strictly. So regarding the bread that is pachos mikezias, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Sif Dalet is pretty clear that there is no iser to throw it out, yet it's not a good idea. The Mechaber says, Afal pi shemuter la'abed pirurin, it is permissible to throw out breadcrumbs, she'ein behem kezias, as long as it's less than a kezias. Mikol makom kasha la'aniya, still, it's difficult, it's a bad idea because it could lead to poverty. What does it mean it could lead to poverty? So there's a number of Gemaras that discuss this. Among them, the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Hei Amud Beis tells a story of a certain individual who the Malach of Anias, the Sar Aniusa, the angel who is responsible in charge of poverty, was trying to get him. He was trying to make him poor. And the Gemara says that the Malach kept failing because this individual was very careful with how he treated all his breadcrumbs. He never treated his breadcrumbs b'derech bizayon. And therefore, the angel couldn't get them. And it says, one time the guy was having a picnic outside and some of the breadcrumbs started falling into the grass. He thought he got it. There's no way he's going to be able to clean that up. But he was able to clean it up anyways. And the Malach just gave up hope. He's like, I'm never going to get this guy. All right, that's the Gemara. There's a number of Gemaras like that. There's a Zohar like that. And this is quoted l'halacha, even though it seems esoteric. I just quoted you the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says that it's mutter. There's no iser to throw at any pieces of bread that are less than a kezias, but apparently, it could lead to poverty. There's some other interesting segulos related to this brought down in the Panini Halacha, but I should quote the Panini Halacha of Rav Melamed says it a little bit differently. He says, actually, there's a major difference. He says, it's actually not forbidden to, and therefore, actually, so what do you do with your breadcrumbs? Therefore, some poskim say, all breadcrumbs, even less than a kezias, you should put into some sort of bag, some sort of wrapping, and only throw it out then. So the Panini Halacha is much more makel, and he says that the only iser, the only way we treat our breadcrumbs, b'derech bizayon, is if we just leave a mess on the floor. And we don't clean them up, and we leave them, and people could walk on them, and who knows what else could happen. We could spill water over them, it can become moldy. So to leave a mess of breadcrumbs in your house, that's a bizayon. But to dispose of them into the garbage after you finish eating, if it's less than a kezias, there is nothing wrong with that. So seems like many, many people are not makbid to, it's very difficult to get every last breadcrumb into like another bag before you throw it out. So I think it's certainly what's relying on the Panini Halacha that if, as long as we're not treating them, like leaving them around the house and in such a disgraceful fashion, but throwing them out, that already is not a derech bizayon and that should be okay. All right, so that's as far, and again, strictly speaking, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, there is no iser to throw at any bread that is less than a kezias. However, when it comes to bread that is a kezias or more, so then the Mechaber in the previous halacha is explicit. He says, Peirum sheish behem kezias, asur la'abdan biyad. Any pieces of bread, leftover bread, that are a kezias or more, it is forbidden to destroy them biyad, you know, actively. And the post can understand to throw that bread out would be usher. So for such bread, it really would be necessary. The Sefer Vezos HaBracha quotes that it's really necessary, and the Piskei Chuvo says this, to put them in some sort of wrapping, in some sort of plastic bag or a Ziploc bag before you dispose of them. Again, because of the special elevated status of bread, the same way the Vezos HaBracha quotes that when it comes to getting rid of truma and mice and other such food, we first wrap it in some sort of wrapping and only then throw it out. So we should treat our bread in the same fashion. Not sure how common this is, but it is appropriate. Again, anything that's more than a kezias, before throwing it out, we should wrap it up first in some sort of plastic or Ziploc bag. Any breadcrumbs, strictly speaking, that's absolutely not necessary. It could be a segula for poverty, which obviously we don't want, but even the Panini Halacha says, as long as we throw that out, throw them out and don't leave them just discarded over, all over the floor, it would be okay. One last point, back to the breadcrumbs. The Panini Halacha also quotes that everybody agrees, and maybe this not only is allowed, but perhaps even advisable, to, you know, take out your tablecloth and shake it out onto the grass in your front lawn in the place that the birds or other such animals can come and benefit and eat from it. So that's certainly okay and maybe even advisable. That's not disgraceful, but that's making sure that all the bread gets eaten. So that would also be a possibility.